My dear one, let me take you to a sanctuary lit always and forever with the gentle light of eternity's sunrise. There I may stand behind you, chin on your shoulder, feeling your smile, arms extended together with yours, our hands cupped to form a vessel containing the expanding universe. Look within, observe, and feel the rhythm of embrace that flows in a myriad of beautiful spirals and circles. There is the divine dance of inhalation and exhalation, giving and receiving, oceanic possibility merging with meditative form, the flow of night into day and night again, the passage of the seasons, and the genuine reciprocity of dialogue. All of these embraces are one, simply different faces of this one thing we call life. It's everywhere you are. It is who you are. You are designed to participate with it, and you are held so tenderly in its embrace as I am standing with you now, exploring and sharing this all. Releasing our hands, allow the universe to dissolve into itself, and let us turn to each other. Draw the energy of my eyes into your own. To be held by your eyes, those sparkling windows to the soul, is beyond words in felt beauty. With heartfelt words of love, you convey the wonderful treasures you see in me. I gently take your hands, murmur my appreciation, and express that I too am delighted to mirror the beauty of your being back to you. You freeze in terrified panic.
"I was talking about you,"
you say, retreating behind the ancient iron of those self-constructed prison gates. "I am talking about us," I respond and smile. "We are two parts of the whole. The two dancers who create the pair that glides across the floor in beautiful flowing synchronicity. The two faces of the divine that through a conversation of mirrors and magnets reveals and expands the beauty of each other and by extension, the universe. So come, let us feel our way through the emotions and fears that in this moment are draining the warmth of life from your lovely hands. Resist the urge to bolt like a frightened deer. Your departure from me is only an illusion, because I am with you always. The idea that you can, with any success, employing the tricks of the ego mind in concert with fantasies of past and future, interrupt or sabotage the natural rhythm of the universe with your own arrhythmia is, my dear, so thoroughly amusing in its depth of ignorance. Even arrhythmia is a rhythm. One that continues to decorate the universe with many wonderful creations, including a plethora of your own. However, I sense the fatigue.